Relegators, mount up. Welcome back to the Relegators podcast. My name is Phil. I'm here with my best bud, Carl. This is a pod where me and Carl go over top tier promotion relegation in English soccer. How was your week, buddy?
That was good. I found a new hobby.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, so I walk into like a CVS or a Walgreens, and I go up to the cashier immediately and I say, is this one of those stores where you prosecute shoplifters, or is it a no chase policy? And just see what they say. It's it's a minor bit of fun, but so it's something that I enjoy. No, but I mean, I'm still kind of getting over COVID, having COVID for the first time. So I mean, I'm negative, obviously, but I'm back at work and I'm just trying to deal with the feelings of the residual effects, I guess.
Yeah, you got COVID fog.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, it got better today. Today was the first day where I felt more like myself. So that was nice. So hopefully it keeps trending upward. What about you? How was your week?
Oh, wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. Went to the Civil War this weekend. Watched
a reenactment.
Yeah, exactly. I made a joke once that the amputees make their bread and butter in Civil War reenactments.
Yeah, they do. That was the game Oregon crushed them, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty close the first quarter, but yeah, once Oregon got rolling, it was over. And I roasted my ass off. It was like 80 degrees in the sun. It was hot.
Yeah, man. These summers, they just get longer and longer, don't they?
Yep. Third home game. We're still frying out there.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you had fun. Maybe Oregon State will win a Civil War. Maybe in before we have our actual civil war in the United States.
Yeah, which one's first? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, we got a lot of action this week, so let's get started. We start Friday at Riverside Stadium, where Middlesbrough hosted West Brom. Carl, did you listen to WBA TV with Jez and AJ?
I did listen to a little WATV with Jez and AJ. Did you?
Yeah, of course. I always listen to them. They're my favorite.
Yeah, it's a must listen at this point.
We start in the 26th minute, where Middlesbrough have a long throw in, bounce, and find a streaking David Strelick, who powers it past the keeper 1-0. In the 61st minute, Middlesbrough, with some nice tiki-taka passing, gets the ball to Tommy Conway, who crosses to Hayden Hackney, who puts a little back flick on the ball to Callie Seen, who smashes it into the corner. 2-0 Middlesbrough. At the 90th minute, Michael Johnston for West Brom sends in a long cross right in front of the goal for Higbo, who heads it past the keeper, but that wouldn't be enough. Middlesbrough take this down 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, the only note that I have for this match is West Brom TV, amazing as usual. So
yeah,
that's my biggest thing. Yeah, another solid performance from Middlesbrough. They're kind of cruising right now a little bit. I think they had the draw last week, but they're back on the horse at home. And yeah, West Brom, you know, they were down 2-0
yeah,
in the 60th minute, and that last goal was just kind of like,
dominated in shots and possession, but yeah, and they did have some chances as well, but Middlesbrough's went in and Albion's didn't.
Yeah, that is looking at the stats, it is interesting, and it does make me a little suspicious that West Brom might be better than we think, but we will see. I mean, they did beat Stoke, but we
yeah,
will
but they've
see.
Dropped two in a row.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it could be a mirage with the stats, but
yeah,
It's better to, I mean, if you're gonna lose, it's better to look decent doing it, I guess.
For sure. For sure. All right, Carl, let's go Saturday to Loftus Road where the Park Rangers hosted your Stoke City in the 75th minute. Koki Saito takes the ball to the byline and tries to pass back. Stoke's Lewis Baker can't clear the ball. It goes right to Harvey Vale, who missiles the ball top corner. 1-0 for the Rangers in this one.
Yeah, another match that I feel should have that Stoke has had. Same with the West Brom one, where it should have been just a nil-nil draw if they weren't gonna do anything offensively. But then a blunder kills it, and they lose all 3 points. Like, oh man, Lewis Baker, I love the guy, but yeah, that was not great. Stoke dominated possession, not really with the shots though.
No, yeah, I was looking at that Rangers 14 shots, 7 on target, but only 35% possession. They were just hacking up threes and getting back on D.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, solid strategy, but yeah, as a Stoke supporter, I'm not sure how to feel just yet. Like, the 3 wins to begin the season got me excited, but I think in my heart of hearts I knew that there was going to be some hiccups, and I mean, there are for every team and every season, but how good this team is, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's a playoff team, but we'll see.
Yeah, long ways to go, but I mean, it's a good start, you know.
Yeah. Rather be that than whatever the fuck Sheffield United's doing.
Absolutely. All right, Carl, next game we go to King Power Stadium where Leicester hosted Coventry. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Remember who you put your money on?
Ooh boy. I think I went Lester.
You did. I went Coventry. We went heads up in this one, but we both picked draw no bet, and it was a nil-nil draw. Not much going on. Any highlights you can think of in this one?
So Coventry's kits made them look like traffic cones.
Yep, the bright orange. I saw that.
Yeah, just orange, like monochrome, just
And
straight
those
out
are
of
just,
the
I looked it up. Those are just those their away kits. They'll be wearing those as their second kit all year long.
Oh boy, I can't wait. Can't wait to see that.
Yep.
That's gonna look great. Leicester at one point, one of their guys had a one-on-one with the keeper and it got saved. So that was a really good, that was the, I mean, there was a few chances in this match. Like, it wasn't for a nil-nil, it wasn't a horrible match to watch.
Yeah, ton of shots, 28 shots total between the two teams, 12 on target. So there
Yeah, so
was some action, but.
there was. I wasn't bored watching the highlights. Usually if it's a nil-nil match, I'll kind of like accidentally lean on the fast forward thing with my elbow and see how far I can go. But this one, I actually watched the whole thing, and I was pretty entertained. A quick question for you.
Yep.
I don't know if we've discussed this, but this is a derby.
Oh, it is. Let's see. Leicester and Coventry. That isn't the Midlands Derby, is it?
No, it's named after a road I think goes between.
Oh, I think you've told me this one, but I forget.
Yeah, it's the M69 Derby.
That's right, the M69 Derby. Let me put that in my notes. Maybe next time I can get that.
Yeah, and I mean, Leicester, they probably haven't played each other in a little while because Leicester was up in the Premier League. So it's fun, with these demotions or relegations and promotions, getting to see new derbies.
Yeah,
And
getting some derbies, then they say, oh, they haven't played this in such and such years.
yeah, and then it's nil nil, and then
Yeah. All right, Carl. Next game, Ashton Gate, Bristol City hosted Oxford United. Carl, before this, we both talked about how Oxford United looked a little frisky last week, and sure enough, they came out to play in the 19th minute. Brian De Keersmaeker sends in a beautiful cross off a free kick, and Nick Prelick beats the defense and heads it in for the 1-0 lead. in the 45 plus three. Bristol can't clear the Oxford corner, and Przemyslaw Plaketa finds the ball and lasers it top corner from 24 yards out to go up 2-0. In the 53rd minute, Anis Mamedi has the ball on the left side and slides to the middle before he launches a missile of his own from 24 yards out to bring him to 2-1. In the 90th minute, Greg Lee gets a Matrix-style header on a Dekir's Maker in ball, and Oxford win this 3-1. What do you think of that last header, Carl?
I mean, it was I thought there were multiple great goals in this match. But yeah, I mean, no special. I mean, Mamedi had a great strike.
Yeah, the Mamedi strike was great.
Lachetta's deep shot, that was from way deep.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I mean, there was a crazy goal line clearance at one point.
Yes, there was. I was thinking about you when I saw that.
Overhead kick kind of thing. Yeah, this match had a lot to offer. And it's nice to see Oxford kind of backing up our curiosity.
Yeah, it was only their first win of the season, but we were talking about how they looked frisky last week, and sure enough, they came out to play.
Yeah, and I mean, at least I have. I think you have too. Been talking about how, or I think that Bristol is going to be flirting with the playoffs again most of the
I
season.
thought so until this game. They did not look good this game.
I mean, they kind of got out, but they definitely got outplayed.
Yeah.
It could just be a one-off. We'll see. But
Yeah.
fun match overall. What about you?
Yeah, I was just excited to see Oxford come out there and really put it to them. Bristol was lackluster for sure, but I mean they're still at top of the table this far, but I mean they can't play too many games like this, that's for sure.
No, but you know something, Phil? Guess who's back?
Who's back?
The Bulls.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. Top two spots, Middlesbrough only dropping 2 points this far this season at 16. Your Stoke City in second at 12. Bristol, Leicester, and Preston North End all with 11 points in the playoff race. Coventry, West Brom, Birmingham, Park Rangers, and Millwall all have 10 points. Coventry in that last spot. Obviously, no one really cares about that last spot right now. We're only six games in, but they are in that sixth place and final playoff spot. Eight goal differential. Of course, they had the 7-1 goal game earlier this season, so I think that helps them with that. But West Brom, Birmingham, Rangers, Millwall, all right there. Behind them, we've got Swansea, Charlton, Portsmouth, Hull, Norwich, Wrexham, and Carl in what is it? It would be 23rd place, Sheffield Wednesday, 4 points. 24th place, Sheffield United, 0 points still.
Those Sheffield Wednesday fans have to just be tormenting the United fans right now. I can't imagine the chance if they're still above them when they have their derby. Again, I can't imagine what the chance they're going to be. It's going to be like our club's falling apart and we're still better than you. I mean, they'll come up with something way better than that,
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, it's good. We need to look and see when that Derby's that first edition is. Hopefully it's soon.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah, I'd like to watch that one live. I don't know if it'd even be televised on Paramount Plus, though, the two worst teams in the league.
Yeah, probably have to watch it on a Blades Plus or something.
Right. All right, Carl, let's look ahead to next week's games. Friday, we go to the Hawthorns, where West Bromwich Albion hosts Leicester City. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. West Brom favorites in this one, plus 125 straight up, plus 215 straight up for Leicester, plus 230 for the draw. Draw no bet, West Brom one minus 165, Leicester plus 125. Which way you want to go in this one?
So it's at the Hawthorns.
It's at the Hawthorns.
I like how Leicester City have played a bit more than West Brom so far. But I want to hear me some Andy AJ Johnson getting hyphy. So give me the West Brom draw no bet
West Brom draw no bet.
for $50.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like the odds in that. Kind of like Leicester draw no bet plus 125. I think I'll go heads up with you on that one just for the odds. 50
Yeah,
bucks.
I get that.
All right, Carl, next game Saturday, we go to St. Mary's Stadium where Coventry hosts Birmingham. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Let's get the odds on this one. Coventry heavy favorites, plus 110 straight up, plus 240 for the, excuse me, plus 240 straight up for Birmingham, also plus 240 for the draw for Birmingham. Minus 190 draw no bet for Coventry, plus 145 draw no bet for Birmingham.
Yeah, I mean, with the preseason hype for Birmingham City, like I'm kind of expecting them to break through at some point, but it could all also just be hype. And
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
hard.
they're not far behind. They're only 2 points behind Stoke. They're definitely in the mix for the playoffs. So it's,
Oh, they're higher up than I thought.
yeah, 10 points. Middlesbrough lead the league with 16.
Yeah, it's still tight. So, yeah, I mean, they've had 3 wins, 2 losses, and a draw. So, pretty good performance, I'd say, so far.
Yeah. Like you'd like to say the Tom Brady effect.
Yeah, your favorite. Coventry is undefeated this season. Of course, they have 3 draws and just two
Right.
wins, but still undefeated. I can't go against Coventry at home. I'm gonna take them draw no bet for $50.
Okay.
What say you?
I'm kind of with you on that. I just don't like the odds. I mean, it's going to be bet $1.90 to win a dollar. Just doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
But the other option is just pissing your money away completely.
I mean, Birmingham haven't looked that bad.
No. No. I'm just saying, like, if you're wrong.
Oh, well, if you're wrong, then you pissed your money away for terrible odds.
When has that ever happened?
Yeah, I wonder.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go heads up with you again on this one. I'll take
All
Birmingham plus 145.
right, let's go, baby.
Let's go. Next game. Oh, I said St. Mary's again. Oh, I think I had Coventry wrong on St. Mary's. Coventry doesn't play in St. Mary's. Where do they
No, they
play?
put CBS.
That's right. I had that one wrong.
They just got ownership of the stadium. Isn't that so exciting?
Yep. Super exciting.
That's what I thought.
All right, now we go to St. Mary's Stadium where Southampton hosts Middlesbrough. Southampton actually favorites in this one, plus 120 straight up, Middlesbrough plus 205 straight up. Who do you think's got it, Carl?
Yeah, Southampton has not had a good start to the season. But I think with their Premier League pedigree from last season, I think there's something in there. Is this at Riverside Stadium?
St. Mary's.
It's at St. Mary's. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you know what? I kind of like Southampton to get it going and break through and beat Middlesbrough. I'd go draw no bet for Southampton.
Oh, well, let's just do it again, Carl, because I like Middlesbrough. I'm going to ride the hot hand. Middlesbrough hasn't lost a match yet. Only one draw. They're playing well. I'm going to keep riding them till they lose. So let's see. That's minus 160 for you. And you said you want to do like $50 again?
Yeah.
Yeah, 120 for me, plus 120 for me. I like it. You give me all the odds. All I got to do is win one of these. I'll be all right.
Yeah, you know, good luck, you freaking Middlesbrough homer.
Actually, they're not at home.
Well, no, but you're shut up. God damn it.
Right, Carl, we go to Bet365 Stadium where your Stoke City take on Norwich City. Norwich City looking real bad lately. Stoke heavy favorites, plus 110 straight up. Norwich plus 245. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Let me get you that draw line. Where's Norwich? Norwich plus 245 on the draw. And draw no bet. Stoke City minus 200, Norwich plus 150.
Yeah, so I've decided here's my I'm allowing myself to get burned by Stoke up to three times in a row.
Okay.
So we're at one right now. They had one earlier, but the streak restarted.
Okay.
So we're at one right now. So that means I cannot bet against Stoke City. So give me $75 on them straight up.
Straight up, I like it.
What say you?
Gosh, I just hate that straight up bet, but
Sometimes you got to risk it for the biscuit.
gotta risk it, no biscuit. Yeah, I'll join you in this one.
Yeah, I've been burned by Norwich so many times last season. Like, I wouldn't do it if I was you. Of course, this will be the time I'm wrong.
Right. No, and that's how I feel. I feel like Norwich is just have looked so bad that I don't want to touch it. But and this is going to be the time I get burned by it. But yeah, I think I'm just going to play the odds, get the plus 110. Hopefully Stoke can go up one and just park the bus or something.
Yeah, I'll take that all day.
All day. Next game, we go to the Deepdale where Preston North End hosts Bristol City. Bristol City slight favorites in this, plus 165 straight up. Preston North End plus 170. Who you think in this one?
Bristol City versus who?
Preston North. Oh, I'm sorry. You had a new name for them. What was their name again?
The Spud Bros.
The Spud Bros, that's right. Spud Bros.
Spud Bros at home versus Bristol City. I
We're gonna
mean,
play some Mario music with that.
yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do it. So, I mean, after Bristol City's performance last week against Oxford, it's harder to trust them. And Preston can be kind of tricky, especially at home. They're kind of a defensive
Oh yeah,
team.
and this I didn't have it marked down, but we're gonna make this a DraftKings match of the week as well. They're both tied with 11 points. Preston North End slightly behind in goal differential, so
Yeah, I could definitely go any different direction on this one. I could see anything happening. I think you know what? I think I'm gonna go for the draw.
yeah, let's get some odds on the draw for you. Plus 215 on the draw, and then draw no bet. Minus 110 Preston, minus 120 Bristol City. So you said you want to go draw?
Yeah, I want to go draw for 50. What are you thinking? I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
I mean, the draw seems logical. I think I'm going to take Preston, draw no bet at home, minus 110.
Right. Yeah, I could see that.
I'll do $100 on that.
That's how I'd lean if I wasn't taking the draw.
Just take that home edge. That's all I'm going for, basically.
Yeah. Not dumb.
One other game. We're not going to be following the highlights on it, but two teams in the pack, slightly behind the leaders that we're following. Swansea at home against Millwall. Swansea plus 115, Millwall plus 265, straight up in this one. But like I said, we'll just kind of scoreboard watch that one.
Yeah, sounds good. Always hoping to see the bricks
Yeah.
get some action happen.
Yeah, Bricks haven't been scoring any goals, unfortunately.
Well, I don't want to be a spoiler, but they did have a match today.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they did win
Yeah.
with one goal. So not really breaking any records.
Not really shooting the lights out.
Yeah. All right, Carl, let's move to the Premier League.
Hit the goddamn music.
First game we go Saturday to Mullinall Stadium, where Wolves hosted Leeds United. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
Oh no, I think I had Wolves.
No, you went draw plus 210.
Oh, so just as good.
Yeah, exactly. I did put $100 on Leeds draw, no bet, minus 115. In the 8th minute, some great passing from Wolves finds the streaking Ladislav Krejci right in front of the goal, and he puts it in for the 1-0 lead. In the 31st minute, Jaden Bogle sends in a long cross, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin leaps up and heads it in to square it up at 1 for Leeds. In the 39th minute, Anton Stock blisters the free kick top corner past the diving Jose Sa for the 2-1 lead. In the 45th minute, Stock steals the Emmanuel Agbadu clearance and passes to Noah Okafor at the top of the penalty area, and Okafor rolls it past Sa for the 3-1 victory.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Jose Saw is back, and
Jose is back.
he got a Jose Saw clean sheet. Gave us
Back
three goals.
from Jose Saw doesn't feel like it.
Jose Saw clean sheet, giving up three goals. Just perfect.
No penalties for Saw, though. I'm disappointed in him.
Yeah. He was kind of hanging out by the by his line. And just watching the balls fly by his head. So that was different. Yeah, so Krejci, I don't know how to pronounce that again, but goal in his Wolves debut, that's obviously their highlight.
Yep.
Yeah, a crazy pass from Bogle to Calvert-Lewin for the header.
Yeah.
Great pass. Leeds keeper Carl Darlow had some nice saves. And I appreciate that because he spells Carl with a K like me. So bonus points there. And then at one so it started raining.
Yeah,
And
few games had some downpour this week.
but at one point in this match, after it started raining, the one of the announcers referred to the pitch as a greasy surface, and I thought that was very off-putting. I'm like, you're gonna take something as nice as wet grass and refer to it as greasy, like it's a fucking
Like it's a
fast food burger,
chick
like
booty.
wrapper. Yeah, it's like no, like don't say greasy, just say wet surface. That's all you have to do.
Tinge
But
racism.
yeah, but that's yeah, that's all I got for that one. A nice win for Leeds.
Yep.
This was like two teams kind of in that fighting.
Well, I think Wolves still are winless, so
Yeah, it's
or
not.
pointless. I don't think they even have a draw. So 0 points on the season
No,
for Wolves, I'm pretty sure.
watching their games literally is pointless.
Yeah. Not fun to watch this year, but the opposite of my Sheffield United promotion pick, I did pick Wolves to get relegated, so I'm feeling good about that one so far.
Yeah, no, that's I mean, I think I did too. I'd have to go back and listen, but
I can pull it up. Give me 1 sec. Predictions for relegation: Sunderland, Burnley, Bournemouth.
ouch. Damn it. Okay. Well, damn. I missed on that one.
All right. Carl. Next game, let's go to London Stadium where East Ham United hosts Crystal Palace in this one. 37th minute, Crystal Palace have a corner. Alphonse Areola has the initial save on Mark Gahey's header, but Jean-Philippe Mateta gets his head on the rebound to go up 1-0 for Palace. In the 49th minute, East Ham have a corner, and Jared Bowen heads in the in-swinging ball to square it up at one. In the 68th minute, Palace are pressing, and Adam Wharton sends in a nice cross headed straight up by the East Ham defenseman Tyreek Mitchell, volleys the ball past the keeper, 2-1 Palace.
Yeah, great volley by Tyreek Mitchell. Just like kind of spun his body and
Yep.
hit it perfectly.
It was kind of a weird volley. Like the ball just went straight up in the air, and he just like was there, was ready, didn't wait for it to hit the ground or nothing, just smashed it right home.
Yeah, since it went straight up in the air, he had kind of time to measure it. It looked like,
Yep.
and he measured it perfectly. And I guess the announcers were saying he's not a big goal scorer, so. Pretty nice goal from a non-scorer. I guess about 3,000 East Ham fans protested before the game, unhappy at club chairman David Sullivan and vice chair Karen Brady. So.
Yeah, a little word of advice for anyone building a new stadium, don't make the seats white. It's really easy to see how many
Oh,
empty seats there are when they're white. I mean, it's a clean looking stadium, don't get me wrong, but man, when everybody exits, you're like, holy shit, that place is empty.
yeah, it's a funny thing. I actually went on a tour of the Superdome when I was like 13. I was there for a family reunion in New Orleans. And so we took it was not football season, but they let us take a tour of the Superdome. And they said that they make the seats like all these weird, kind of slightly different colors just for that reason, so that it's harder to tell, because especially because the Saints suck for so
Oh, the Saints
long.
were awful.
Yeah, so I'm sure they had to. That's pretty hilarious though, when your organization is building a stadium and you have to think about it like that. Like, how can we hide the empty seats?
All right, Carl, next game we go to the Turf Moor where Burnley hosted my Nottingham Forest. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Where'd you put your money?
You know what, buddy? I think I might have put it on a draw.
You did put it on a draw. $25 plus 240. Congratulations to you. I took the emotional hedge, put $100 on Burnley against my own squad, draw no bet. So I got that wiped off my record. In the second minute, Nico Williams destroys the ball and Burnley keeper Martin Dubravkov and with an absolute piss missile, putting Forest up 1-0. But in the 20th minute, Burnley are pressing and the ball pinballs around the box until Jadon Antony puts one on net. Forest defenseman Alexander Sinchenko attempts to stop the ball but loses his balance and drags the ball in with him. 1-1 draw in this one.
Yeah, another probably disappointing result for Forest, but it could have been worse, obviously. Burnley's showing some heart in their return to the Premier League, so that's kind of cool to see.
Yeah, I think both teams were looking at this game as a team to beat. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
lower tier team. Like now's the time to get some W's, get some 3 points.
It was an opportunity for both, for sure,
I
but
agree.
stalemate. But yeah, still not fun times for Forest, huh?
No, it's awful right now.
Yeah, but do you know what is fun times? It's time once again for Name That TV Channel. All right, hello everyone. Welcome back to Name That TV Channel, the hardest game show in American history. I'm your host, Jed Kaczynski. You might know my brother Ted Kaczynski as the Unabomber, but as I remind everyone every week, I had nothing to do with his heinous crimes. In fact, the worst I've done is run a small sex trafficking ring on an island near Epstein Island. It's called Kaczynski Island, and I'm not gonna lie, I've had a lot of good times there. Anyway, so tonight our contestant is a three-time Trump voter named Bill Sparr. Bill, why don't you tell us why you love Trump so much?
Three times in one election, don't forget.
Yeah. All right. So, as always, a lot on the line. Tonight, if you can guess the correct name of the T-Mone TV channel, you will win two tickets to Kaczynski Island for our No Hair Down There, No Rules Weekend.
What team am I guessing?
I'm about to tell you. All right, Phil, this one should be pretty near and dear to your heart. The team that you are guessing on this episode is Nottingham Forest. Phil, name that TV channel.
I'm going with Forest TV.
That is correct, sir.
Two in
Two
a
in a
row.
row.
Two in a row.
And have fun at Kaczynski Island for our No Hair Down There, No Rules Weekend. Bill, it's been a pleasure playing with you again. And everybody, remember, if you can't come in her,
Come on her.
Thanks, Steve.
it's Jed this week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I was singing Steve Harvey was last week. My bad.
Well, we might bring him back next week. We'll see.
All right, Carl. Let's finish it off Sunday at the Stadium of Light, where Sunderland hosts Aston Villa. Carl, we both went. Did we go head to head? No, we both took the same team. But you remember who we took in this one?
I do. Sunderland.
Yep, we both took Sunderland, draw, no bet. Hard-hitting match at the Stadium of Light. In the 33rd minute, Reinildo Mandava gets tripped by Villa's Matty Cash and kicks Cash with his studs while on the ground, getting himself a red card. So Sunderland are a man down in this one. In the 67th minute, Villa finally gets their first goal of the season when Cash drives the ball into the goal from 27 yards out with an absolute rocket. Sunderland tie it up though in the 75th minute. They're pressing and a deflection goes high in the air and Granit Xhaka places a beautiful header right in front of Wilson Isidore, who just needs one touch to get it past the keeper for the 1-1 draw.
Yeah, kind of an interesting match. Aston Villa was desperate because they hadn't scored a goal yet.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Ronaldo kicking the guy Matty Cash in the stomach, that was a bit surprising to see.
Yeah.
And like I didn't notice it at first, and then on the replay I saw it and I was like, oh yeah, get him out of here.
Yeah,
Like
studs up. Yeah,
you gotta
from his
go.
back.
You got to go. But then, yeah, Matty Cash got his revenge with this absolutely sweet goal.
Yeah.
That was a nice one. That was maybe the best goal of the week, I'd say. And but
Pretty close, especially when you take into account the distance of it. I mean, it was
yeah.
way out there and it still beat the keeper. He got his hands on it. He tried to punch it out, but it was too strong, too fast for him, went right into the goal.
Yeah, that might be the deepest goal I've seen from the stuff I've watched so far this season. But yeah, then Sunderland, they fought back to their credit, down a man. And our boy Isidore,
Yep,
he did.
Isidore. I just picked him up on my fantasy team. Good
Nice.
timing.
Nice. Yeah, he's I was wondering if he was gonna be able to do it after the promotion. And he seems like he's finding goals still.
Yep,
So
having himself a good campaign so far.
Nice to see. Yeah, we'll have to see if he where he ranks in our favorite players list of people we follow. But yeah, nice, for a 1-1 match, not bad. And
Yeah, it was entertaining.
yeah, Stadium Alight, getting a point when you're down a man after the 33rd minute, like, and Aston Villa, even though they had a bad start to the season, I don't think they're that bad. So,
Who'd you keep saying this about last season? Like, I don't think they're that bad, and they were that bad.
Who, Southampton?
I don't remember who it was. Last year, you kept saying that about someone, and it was just like, yeah, after they lose, yeah, but they're not that bad.
Still, I always want to see the best in people and teams. So forgive me for being a positive, sunshiny mindset.
Well, I'm going to keep track of who isn't that bad this season that gets relegated.
Okay.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings in the cellar. Aston Villa and East Ham United both with 3 points, and Wolves still no points on the season. Newcastle, Brighton, Nottingham, Burnley, and Brentford right there within reach. So they're in the pretty close to the relegation zone. Let's take a look at next week's games. We're going to start Saturday at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, where your Tottenham Spurs host Wolves. Tottenham heavy favorites in this one, -215 straight up, Wolves +500 straight up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason to go for Wolves at this point.
Nope, and Tottenham got rid of Ange, so they're doing pretty good this season.
Yeah, Thomas Frank, our guy we got from Brentford.
Yep.
I'm liking what he's doing with the team. Their attack seems a little bit more interesting. Kind of doing a better job of using the talents at their disposal. Mohamed Kudus, who's on the right wing. I was watching their match on Saturday, and even though it was a draw, which is disappointing, they came back from 2-0 down. But Mohamed Kudus was just an absolute menace. Like, they just get him the ball and let him go to work. He'd be beating people one-on-one, just making moves, getting it into the attacking zone. And yeah, I like where this is headed. And I can't say the same for Wolverhampton.
No, Wolves not looking great. Next game Sunday we go to Villa Park. Aston Villa host Fulham. Villa actually favorites in this, surprisingly, +130 straight up. Fulham +225. You know I'm about to look at some draw no bet odds on this one.
On Fulham.
Oh yeah, give me +125. Yeah, I think so. I think I'll take that.
Okay, I'll go. Let's go heads up.
How much you want to put on it?
75.
Okay. And then I got +125. You're taking draw no bet, right?
Yeah.
-165. You just don't want any odds at all, do you?
So I have a piggy bank at home, and I like to just add little coins into the piggy bank a little bit at a
Apparently.
time. Yeah, I don't like large stacks of paper money. It's too intimidating.
All right, that one's in. Next game, Carl. Monday Night Football. We go to Hill Dickinson Stadium, where Everton host East Ham United. Everton big favorites in this, -125 straight up. East Ham United +340. What say you, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, even though East Ham beat a floundering Nottingham a couple weeks ago, like, they went right back down to losing this last week.
Yeah.
And I think right now Everton playing at the Dick.
The dick.
Yeah, that's what I call it. I think they got this one pretty handily. What about you?
Yeah, I think Everton got this. I think they're maybe not well above East Ham, but I think they are a step above them. They should take this at the very least. Take 1 point from it, but yeah, I see no reason why they shouldn't beat East Ham.
Yeah. I mean, I could see a draw happening, but I mean, I could always see that happening.
Agreed, agreed. But I don't see any reason why they should concede the victory to East Ham.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, big week. We both came up positive.
Yeah, that's what I
You
like to hear.
went 1-2-1, and you won a grand total of $10. Congratulations. with all these big bets you make. I went
Oh,
1-3-0 and won $86.96 with my one victory. Undefeated, never lost.
look at this guy. Thinks he's fucking Middlesbrough.
Carl, that brings your total to $757.14 on the season with a 12-4-15 record. I am 515-5-15 on the season with a grand total of 969.08.
Yep, plenty of time for me to make my glorious comeback.
Just biding your time.
Just gonna ride Stoke all the way to the Premier League.
Well, Carl, it's been fun. I had a great time this week. Thank you for joining me. Thank you all for joining us at home. And we will see you again next week. Carl, say bye.
Hey y'all, it's been a good time. Treat yourself to some tacos tomorrow night. You'll thank yourself. All right, bye.